Good morning. It's and I've already lost track of the time. 8:01. Yeah, I was gonna say it's 8 o'clock, but really? 8:01 now. On September 5th. 8:01, September 5th, a Wednesday morning. I'm moving. Get this underway here, get this taken care of, and then get home. With any luck, I'll have only one home with me today, and the younger daughter will probably stay pretty close to her bed. And it's the second day in a row that she's been gotten up and been quite pitifully sick. So tomorrow, tonight we'll be doing some things differently in terms of bedtime, in terms of electronics. Just saying. So, let's see. I believe the wife will go to work today. That would be helpful in terms of clearing the decks a bit. I do have a bunch of stuff that has to happen today, chore type stuff, just because it's been kind of piling up. And so I'll have to do some of that. I also have to make dinner early today, because elder daughter has to go back to school for band almost as soon as she gets home. So I need to bring her home, feed her up, take her back. I suspect what I'll wind up doing. She's a big fan of cheeseburgers. I think what I'm going to do is take her over and buy her a cheeseburger. Take her back to school. So anyway, what am I thinking about today? A lot of stuff I'm thinking about that I can't talk about for obvious reasons. A few of them are not my story to tell, so I don't want to talk about them. At least one of the things is a legal issue that I don't want to talk about for obvious reasons. Let me see. Ravenwood. I can talk about Ravenwood. I've had so much psychic suck taken out of me in the last 48 hours. Talking about Ravenwood is kind of pointless, but I did open up the file this morning, first thing right off the bat, and started fiddling about with the text. So with any luck, I'll have that done today. And we'll be able to get that published by the weekend. Ebook and paper. It'll take a while yet for audio, but at least it'll be out. I also have to get the covers, the new covers, on both the paper and other markets for the ebooks. Apparently, I still have the old ebook cover everywhere but Kindle for Ravenwood. That has to get fixed. Probably do a typo check too. I should have got my wife to tell me where that run-on sentence was to see if it's been fixed since I bought that box of books. Tomorrow I go to the high school. Tomorrow morning, when I get done with my walk, I need to take a shower, and put on some clean clothes, and go over and start playing novels with high school kids. It's another reason that I want to get this Ravenwood thing going. I got to get this off my plate because I've got other things I need to do, other projects that are going to take up a lot of time in the next month. So that's going to be important. But I also want to have a new book out so that the kids can see what a new book launch looks like, how it plays out. Trying to think if there's something else to talk about, something I haven't covered, something that I can talk about. The problem, of course, is that I've got so much going on that I can't talk about. It's sort of like try not to think of a pink elephant. It's like, yeah, right. I never did look up what the other one was, the other characteristic that I was learning in March. Accent, attitude, opinion, action. What the heck was the fifth one? I'm going to hate myself when I figure out what it is. It's going to be like, ugh. It's going to be so obvious. I probably should look that up before I go talk to kids tomorrow. Another thing I should do is probably put together a timeline. So have some idea of how long this thing is going to take. If they're going to get their books in their hands by December, they need to have them by the time school ends in December, so it's half past December. So they have to have the books completed so that they can get the galleys back via normal shipping on, so we'll say December 1. Back that off by 3 weeks for editing. So November 7th, first draft done in about 6 weeks. This is September 5th, October 5th, November 5th. November 5th is too late. Have to be before Halloween. Turn eastward And I walked out without my cap this morning. Usually I have a baseball cap, my Baltimore Science Fiction Society baseball cap. And I seem to have, I got a little ahead of myself and left before I was quite ready this morning. Part because I'm really hungry. I really want my breakfast. And I've been putting it off until after the walk, just because if I put off breakfast till after the walk, then I have to get the walk out of the way so I can eat. It's a little reward mechanism in play there. And the hunger that I'm feeling right now is my penalty for not getting out here sooner. I probably should have come out at 6 a.m. However, car coming. I'm doing the right thing, which is to let me have the right of way, blocking off the street in the process. So we wave him through and then we cross. Rocket Man. I say Rocket Man, I think immediately of Shatner, which takes me instantly to Common People. It's the soundtrack of my life. It's playing in my head when I don't have my earbuds on. Interesting sound. What the heck is that? I think it's the marching band drum line for Greeley West High School. It probably doesn't pick up on the microphone. I can just barely hear it over sound. That's what it is. Apparently they're doing marching band practice this morning. There's one point last year where they came out and marched around my block. It's funny as hell. That's not something you expect to see in a quiet suburban neighborhood. Sitting quietly in the house and here. All of a sudden, here's the drum beat taking off, and the rollout, and off they go. And so you look out the window, and there's a marching band going by. It's a bit surreal. Well, tonight I'm going to be doing a recording for the Writer's Podcast. Tomorrow I'm doing one for Walking the Fire for Moreau. Tomorrow night. I asked Dave Robison if this recording session tonight was I was supposed to be the guest, the esteemed guest host, or the guest writer. And he wrote back and said, I was planning on you being the host, but do you want to be the writer? And not allowed is how I thought it would be interesting. And a demonstrative lesson that workshopping is a valuable experience. I have some ideas for stories that just don't have anything with them. They don't have any back. I also have the sequel that I need to do to the Light in the Dark. Of course, I can't talk about the Sigler Project, but I have other stories that need to get written. Good morning. So, yeah, I think it would be fun. I wore a heavy shirt today because I was freezing this morning. It was cold in the house because furnace isn't on. The windows were open and it was like 58 outside, so all the cold air pooled in the basement where I was sitting. So I put on a heavy shirt and then put my overshirt over it, and now I'm kind of too warm. Go figure. Last turn, headed to the north, across the end of the park. It's kind of cool hearing the band. I wish I could hear it better. Of course, like most rehearsals, they're not playing whole tunes, just play a few bars and then they stop and then they back up and play the same few bars again, trying to get it all taken care of and correct. It almost sounds like a Lady Gaga song. Can't quite pull it out. I'm not getting enough of the notes. It almost sounds like it was born this way. It's probably something totally unrelated, some classic band number or something. Today is Wednesday, which means I have to pick up the milk when I go back to the house. Almost there. Cooler full. Car coming. I think we can cross in time. If you hear a splat, you'll know why. Okay, I'm good. That's interesting. I've got marks here. It's the sewer water. The fence company is coming over in the next day or so to work on a fence. And they've marked up the lawn. I probably shouldn't mow until they've had a chance to visit the markers anyway. So they marked up the sidewalk, they've marked up the lawn, so they don't do anything rash like dig through an electrical circuit. At any rate, I made it another day. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow will be yet one more day, and I will talk to you then.